campers and counselors are among the more than 80 people who died in catastrophic flooding in central Texas. Julia Hatfield watched another child slip away in Kerr County.
The hardest part was there was a little boy who started floating downstream, and he was screaming, asking for help, but there just wasn't anything anybody could do at that point.
Dozens remain missing. President Trump meets with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu at the White House in hopes of a Gaza ceasefire deal. The Carnegie Endowment's Aaron David Miller.
There's a better chance than ever now, since early this year, to actually reach another incremental interim deal.
Some campers in Idaho report seeing a man matching the description of a fugitive accused of killing his three young daughters. CBS's Steve Kathan.
One report said the family described the man as being 5'8 to 5'10, long ponytail and overgrown beard and mustache.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Three teenagers were injured and one was killed in a vehicle crash over the weekend in Portage County. It happened a little after 1 a.m. on Saturday, July 5th in the town of Grant. The 17-year-old male driver from Wisconsin Rapids was flown to Marshfield Hospital by helicopter. Both he and the 18-year-old male front passenger were partially ejected from the pickup truck. The 18-year-old boy died at the scene. The rear passengers, a 17-year-old male and 18-year-old female, both from Wisconsin Rapids, were uninjured. The initial investigation indicates the pickup truck was traveling eastbound on Evergreen Avenue in a reckless manner. The vehicle lost control, struck an embankment, and overturned, coming to rest on its roof. The crash remains under investigation at this time. President Donald Trump has made tax cuts a central part of his political legacy. He made cuts during his first term, and now the Republican has pushed through an extension of those cuts and added new tax breaks. Joanne Krulatz reports.
President Donald Trump has signed his signature bill of tax and spending cuts at the White House 4th of July picnic. The legislation extends Trump's 2017 multi-trillion dollar tax cuts and cuts Medicaid and food stamps by $1.2 trillion, contradicting promises to protect such programs. It also provides for a massive increase in immigration enforcement. Democrats plan to make that expected fallout a campaign focus, while Republicans argue the bill will boost the economy. Historically, major legislation that's been backed mostly by just one party has rarely translated into political rewards. So the long-term effects of Trump's tax policy are unclear.
I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM WFHR. Got your host, James, behind the mic, joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
Our head of production, our co-host, Seth Habhager.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for being here, everybody. We're going to have some fun this morning. Got good things lined up for you. We're going to kick things off the way we like to around here. Let's welcome back Brittany Merlot. Good morning, Britt.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing better now. We missed you. How you doing?
Yeah.
I missed you, too. I'm hanging in there. I'm doing so, so much better. And I see that, you know, the weather is calmer, too. So all things are good here.
It does seem to be following along with that, Brittany.
Yeah.
Nice morning so far today. What are we looking at this week?
Honestly, a gorgeous week. We only have two shots of rain really interrupting. Otherwise, comfortable, highs in the low 80s, a lot of sunshine today, Wednesday, Thursday. We are looking at chances of rain maybe overnight tonight. We could hear some rumbles of thunder, maybe waking up to a few spotty showers in the morning, and then more storms could spark up again tomorrow afternoon. Not looking at a ton of rainfall with that, and then rain chances hold off until Thursday night or Friday or so. So honestly, not too much humidity, and like I said, a lot of sunshine all week long and today, so I'm liking it. This is good summer weather.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. In fact, if we could, we could just go ahead and keep, you know, the rest of the week.
Put this
we could
on
just
repeat?
Have. Yeah, we could just have fun with this segment. Just everybody remember Brittany's weather from Monday. Okay, so Brittany, well, you know, we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. You don't get to talk about other things very often, Brittany.
Right.
You know, well, you got other interests, other topics you'd like to talk about. I'm sure I'm going to get into those.
You crack me up. I mean, let's talk about camping. Camping is always so much
See,
fun.
There you go. Yeah, perfect. You know what I like about Brittany, though? Unlike some other, you know, meteorologists that, you know, just do the, you know, I'm just reporting the weather. You can tell it in her voice when it's good weather and bad weather. Yes. I love that the idea that she can, that she puts it right out there. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I try to hide when it's bad. I'm like, I'm so sorry, guys.
Yes. We appreciate
but
you.
But here's the silver lining.
Mm-hmm.
No, Brittany always adds in.
Oh, that's true. She does.
Bad. Yeah.
You're right. You're right.
That is correct. She is very good.
Appreciate you, Brittany. Great to have you back. You have a great day. We'll talk again tomorrow.
You too. Have a good one. Soak up that sunshine.
Yeah.
Thanks, Brittany.
Best in the business right there. Brittany Merlot joining us again. Great to have her back. It's good stuff. Great to have you guys back out there. We appreciate you, everybody. Hope you all had a great weekend, a safe, fun weekend. Certainly the weather seemed to cooperate. That was pretty nice.
For the most part, yeah.
We got a great show jam-packed for you. We're going to get into in a little bit. Of course, the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. Then we got things to look forward to in July. A little bit after that, we got Chuck E. Cheese is opening arcades for adults.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah,
okay.
Me too.
It's Monday, so you know what that means. We'll have an edition of The Kitchens Open for you to kick off the 10 o'clock hour. We got a special one for you, a best of.
A best of today, yep.
That we'll be getting into. And after that, we'll be joined by our friend Tom Heiser with a monthly veterans update.
Excellent.
Oh, great.
We'll have a little bit of other news and information for you in that 10 o'clock hour. Want to touch on some local theater coming up and some other fun stuff. And a naughty parrot.
filthy.
But it might be. But a new poll looked at the most popular summer activities.
All right.
And the number one involves food, but not the grill. So I thought that was kind of interesting.
Okay.
But, eating ice cream is America's favorite summertime thing to do.
Okay.
Technically, it says ice cream or popsicles, but, you know, they teach their own. 60% love it, and another 35% like it. Only 1% said that they hate eating ice cream in the summer.
What? Specifically.
It's specifically,
1%.
Yes.
Yeah. But I love that, though. I hate it.
As the person who used to do this kind of stuff routinely, that was somebody who just wanted to be different. Just wanted to be different.
Got to be contrary. Yeah.
Here are the top 10 summer activities in order that we like according to this survey. Eating ice cream, number one. Going on vacation, number two. Grilling, number three. I thought grilling actually would have been the number one thing on here, but
that's very nice. Yeah.
Road trips come in at number four.
Those are fun.
Going to the beach at number five. Hiking or nature walks at six.
Okay.
Seven, swimming in a pool. Number eight, stargazing.
Ooh.
I never think about that, but that is definitely something that is.
And, you know, it's like, well, you can stargaze any time of the year, right? Mm-hmm. But this time of the year, it's warm out at night. In the winter, it's not. So it makes it more conducive to stargazing.
I will say, I think in the winter, some nights you can almost see these stars better in the winter.
Yes,
but there is something about being outside in the summer and looking up and all that. Yeah. And I don't know if I've ever really associated with that with summer, but I definitely do. Yeah. Watching fireworks. 16% of Americans are not fans, though.
Okay.
In the time they've done this survey, that number has been rising a lot more.
Okay. Yeah.
And having a picnic at number 10.
Good old fashioned picnic. Those are fun, you know? I haven't had one of those in a long time.
Anything that wasn't on the list that you guys would put in there?
Oh, let's see here. Oh, I am noticing a pattern on this. Lots of outdoors things on there. I'm trying to think. I was trying to think of what I did as a kid, right? And basically, I think they hit everything.
How about like playing in the woods or gardening?
Yes. Oh, gardening.
No, that's a gardening good one. Was not on there. Playing in the woods was not on there.
Those I did a lot of ones. Playing in the woods myself too. So
I know they said swimming in a pool, but I think much more of swimming at a beach or a lake or something like that. I'm nitpicking, but
way back down behind my grandparents' backyard. Of course, I grew up in the country right next to my grandparents, and they had a lot of land there. You could go down to the Black Hoof River. And my cousin, Philip, created a very nice swim. There was a great little pool in the river that you could swim in. And it was deep. And it was really cool.
The good old swimming hole.
Exactly. Yeah. That is exactly what it was. And it was awesome. Oh, my gosh.
That sounds awesome.
Secluded. You know, you're there in the woods and the river is flowing. It was so peaceful. Oh, it was wonderful.
That sounds really good.
Up in Abbotsford, on my grandparents' farm, my brother and I would trek back and find the creek.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one little bit deeper spot. It's like waist deep at most. But, you know, we'd catch tadpoles and play in the water.
Those are good. Those are great memories. Those are great ones.
They are. They are awesome.
I know that I associate too, and I don't do it much anymore, but I fishing with summer. I remember that was, you know, we didn't have
my
school.
My grandpa,
So my papa and I'd get up really early and go out there and probably not catch anything. But we'd go out there it was so much more about trying to teach me about nature than it was just fishing and stuff. I don't know how much he really cared if we caught anything or not. And boating. Man, I didn't think about this as a kid, but the older I get and everything, if there's one thing I'd got to have before it's all said and done, I want my own boat. I want a boat.
Nothing wrong with that.
Something about it. There's something about being on the lake this time of year that just no matter what speed you're going, and what kind of boat is all your personal preference,
right?
You know, I want a boat that can do it all. I want a boat that I can ski on as well as coast on.
Preferably one that floats.
Yeah, that sounds good. That sounds like a good one.
I want a submarine, Melissa. That's what I want. I'm kidding.
You ever skiing behind a submarine? Not easy. Not easy. Tough gig.
Wear your scuba suit.
A few more that ranked high include boating, relaxing in a hammock, roasting marshmallows, and going to an amusement park.
Okay.
One other one, too, that I think, and this is more, you need things to fall in line and everything, but we had a little bit of this weekend. Summer rain, where you're kind of stuck indoors, but the fun things that you create when you're stuck indoors in the summer. There's nothing like having the windows open when it's raining out a little bit, and you get that breeze.
And that rain smell, that fresh rain smell, right?
It's nothing like it. Yeah.
Or going out and playing in the rain.
Yes.
That is fun.
Which?
Oh, crap. There was one other one I thought of when you were talking. Now it's gone.
Oh, my gosh.
See, that's what I get for
going to, they said amusement parks.
Oh,
but
county fairs.
That's
county fairs.
Exactly. That's what I was just going to say. Yeah.
Nice.
When I was a kid, that was always a big thing. I think I overdid it because I'm like not big on fairs anymore. But
I don't like spinning anymore.
That's not as fun as it used to be, right?
The Ferris wheel is about as adventurous as you get at county fairs now.
You're never going to get the food that you get at a county fair anywhere else.
Oh, no.
That's one of the things. Yeah.
No.
I think that'll always bring, no matter what age you are, that'll bring you to a county fair. The food. Certainly, there's other things. You always got vendors and people like that you can't find just anywhere else, but it's definitely that.
My church had a big lunch counter that we worked for the fair. That was our big moneymaker for the year. And I remember many times working there and, complaining about it because I was a teenager. But now I remember it very fondly.
That's interesting. On this list of summer activities, teenagers like complaining.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, it's true.
Interesting. Yeah, I didn't know that. We all did it, too.
We all did it.
I'm not making fun of teenagers. I was the same way. one that ranked surprisingly low was sunbathing. Half of Americans enjoy it to some degree, and half would rather not. Only about 14 Americans say that they love laying out, compared to 18% that hate it.
Now it just feels a little more risky.
Yes. When you hear about, of course, you have to, how many times you have to apply sunscreen throughout the day. The only time I really like doing this is if I'm on the ocean, on the beach, on an ocean, because not only it doesn't get as hot because, there's a breeze usually blowing off of the ocean to cool things down. And then you can always take a dip, in the water there to cool off.
The Great Lakes are similar with that because they're so
But much colder.
Yeah.
The water's much colder.
whatever your summer activity, we'd love to hear about it. Call up and join the conversation, 715-424-2600. Just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app. Maybe you, you know, like me, have been wanting to be a part of one of these dinosaur races that took place over the weekend. Yeah, you remember during the pandemic, those dinosaur costumes that people were wearing and stuff.
The inflatable ones.
Inflatable ones with the shaky head and stuff. Well, more than 300 of those, more than 300 people donned those inflatable dinosaur costumes and took to the track at Emerald Downs in Washington for the annual T-Rex World Championship races.
Oh, I love it.
I bet that was hilarious to
my
watch.
God.
Those are so funny looking when they're running.
Yes, they are.
There's not much funnier. The yearly event at the Auburn Racetrack began when TriGuard Pest Control held it at its team building exercise back in 2017, and the race quickly gained popularity online and opened to the public the next year. The race was suspended in 2020 and 2021, of course. A Houston man, Andrew Stuber, was crowned the top Tyrannosaurus in this year's race. This year's T-Rex World Championship races also featured an aerial event with three people in T-Rex costumes jumping out of a skydiving.
Whoa. Would that even work?
They must have figured something out.
I'm showing Seth the video real quick of this, Melissa, and I do encourage you and everybody else to go out there and watch this video, because the guy in running it back is trying so hard, and he's just not, his costume's not
at least one. Thankfully, it's not a long race. It's a short race.
Yeah, yeah. Just in the running, the costumes can't handle the wind.
No.
What is the wind going to do?
Falling from the sky, they would look like pancakes.
I can't imagine.
Oh, Lord.
As a side note, in the recent Mission Impossible movie, we heard for months and months, almost a year, of Tom Cruise hanging from this airplane and everything, and the hype put on that. And I watched the movie, and it's an incredible scene. He does a great job in it and everything. I'm actually a little surprised that he was okay with this, because he could not look more silly doing this. He does, to me, like, it's one thing when you see him moving around on it and everything, but it's so slow and awkward. Mm-hmm. And it just feels like, okay, well, this is a scene in the movie. It really does. Like, right. It kind of stands. It's almost too realistic. Yeah,
weirdly, it's too realistic.
And if you've ever wondered what Tom Cruise really looks like, look at him hanging on the edge of that airplane with the wind pushing his face and making his hair look like he looks like Mo from Three Stooges. He looks like Mo hanging from an airplane.
Oh,
like,
my God. That's awesome.
It immediately got me thinking of, like, the Three Stooges and the Mission Impossible movies. And how much better those
would go
movies
very might. Different. Yes. A little different.
A little slapstick in your action.
There you go.
I think it might be fun. We will take a quick timeout. We'll come back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. It's Melissa, Seth, and James taking you through your morning here at WFHR.
Does construction make you hungry? Sitting in the hot vehicle waiting to get through the next block or to be taken way out on a countryside detour? Maybe this summer you can turn that struggle into a new experience with El Cafe in Port Edwards. Cruise in for real Mexican dishes, homemade pies, and friendly faces. Relax in air-conditioned comfort and explore something new with El Cafe the next time you're stuck in central Wisconsin road construction. Put a little fiesta back into your day and drown the construction stress away.
Hi, I'm Ashley, a certified radio digital executive. With decades of experience working with small businesses and owning my own, does digital marketing make you feel overwhelmed? Sometimes there are so many choices and packages to choose from. You could just sign up for everything and the kitchen sink. But there's a better way. Call me at 715-496-0710, and I can build the perfect package for your business.
Breaking sports radio show news coming across the ticker. In a move for the ages, 105.5 WIRI has traded for playmakers. Join us 4 to 5 Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Hit us in the numbers by calling with your sports takes and feelings. We'll have James, Randy, Michael, and Seth bringing you local sports coverage and news that you won't hear anywhere else. Thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Be heard 4 to 5 every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on 105.5 WIRI's newest roster edition, Playmakers. We speak sport.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 81 for a high this afternoon, with wind out of the east becoming north at 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy. This evening, scattered thunderstorms after midnight, low of 64. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms with a high of 78. You can get faster internet and pay less with Whole Home Connect. Call them today, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 64.
It's time to do some celebrating with our great friends over at El Cafe. We encourage you tomorrow to treat yourself. Get on over there tomorrow and enjoy, because they got the day off and they deserve it.
Yeah, that's right.
They will kick things off for the week tomorrow, so be listening. Head on over there then, 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. We appreciate our good friends over at El Cafe. Take a look at that menu at elcafewi.com and maybe make some plans and then get ready to completely throw them out the window once you get there and see that amazing menu or some of their specials.
Their specials are always great.
Or decide to just eat pie.
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing but pie.
Nothing but pie. Ooh, I mean, you get three pieces.
I've never done that before. I should try that sometime. I know. No.
Chair of the pie council?
I know. Like pie for a meal? For a meal? No.
We'll keep that between us. It's always an after thing. We don't need that word.
Yeah,
for the
don't
want to hurt your reputation or anything like that.
Okay, but if you don't want pie for food today, there is still food available in Port Edwards because it's Food Truck Monday.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Very cool. Right. Yes.
Get on over there, check some of that out. And
El Sombrador and Sweet Lemon Lamb will be there from 11 to 6 or 7 today.
Nice.
Check that out, everybody.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome. We appreciate our friends over there at El Cafe, and we appreciate you getting us your birthdays and anniversaries. Mm-hmm. Keep them coming, everybody. You can email us info at WFHR.com, direct message us on our Facebook pages, and of course, you can call on up.
That's right, 715-424-2600. Give us a call and wish your happy birthday or anniversary live on air.
Live on air.
Get them to us, everybody. Let's see here. I got Mel tomorrow, so Seth, I need a one or a two.
Two.
All right, gives us that qualifier. We can get right into it. First up, want to wish a very happy birthday to my favorite athlete, my dad.
No, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Dad.
James A.
Yes, that's
so I don't know how else to differentiate him.
My mom has been on me for years. I'm good at getting gifts, but I'm terrible at getting cards for people. The last couple of years, I've remembered to get a card because my father loves baseball and football cards. Usually this time of year, new football cards are out, so I'm getting football cards.
Yeah, right.
And I cannot help myself to get him a card with his cards.
It's a good reminder. I mean...
Let that sit there.
Yeah, nice. Get card with his cards.
But he's, he's the greatest champion I'll ever know. Mm. I'll never know anybody. I will never meet anybody that has defeated more phobias or enemies. One of my earliest memories is watching my dad in a boxing ring. Mm. And he's got this guy. And he's whooping him. But he won't finish him because it's just not in him. It's not in them to do it. And I'll never forget the round ends, the third round ends, and the guy stopped after that. And my dad, like, did this kind of smirk at me. He's at a younger age, of course, now and everything. But I was talking to him yesterday a little bit, and I just, in the middle of the conversation, I look at him, and he's that guy again. And he's got that smile and stuff. And it dawns on me how damn lucky I am that I have my father. Mm. Not only, you know, with so many people out there who do know not, and I feel for that. But as I've been very honest, and he's wanted to be very honest on the air, because I talk about his addiction and his struggles with it because he gave me the green light to.
Right.
He wants me to. I wouldn't do it otherwise. I would never talk about personal stuff like that unless he wanted me to, and he wanted to be an example to other people.
Right.
And my father's story is not supposed to end the way it's going to end. Mm-hmm. He should have been locked up or an overdose or something like that.
Right.
It's amazing. And it just doesn't happen overnight, and it's not something that we see enough in society.
That's right.
So my father may have not won a World Series or won a world, you know, heavyweight championship like he would have liked to or anything, but I will never know a greater champion than my father.
That's right. Mm. We should celebrate that.
One of the funnier just voices you're ever going to hear. Just got a great voice. Got a great one. Happy birthday, Dad. Talk to you later.
Happy birthday, Dad.
We also want to wish a very happy birthday to a couple of civic media of our own. Laura McKenna is celebrating a birthday today. Laura's awesome.
Yeah, she does a couple of voices on some of our other music stations around the western part of Wisconsin. Very good.
It's our second time working together. Laura and I worked together at our old stations that we worked at back in the day and everything.
I did not know that.
First gig out of school, Laura did, and jumped in. And the energy and the attitude that weight she has now is the exact same. It has not changed.
Nice.
This industry has not hurt her one bit.
Good. Glad to hear it.
She's great energy. Wonderful person. Great voice. Wonderful voice. Mm-hmm. Laura Scott. And Gordy Young, wishing a happy birthday, too.
Oh, hey, Gordy.
Happy birthday, Gordy.
Stalwart of Madison Radio.
Yes.
He's been doing it for a long time. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Anytime I think I've been doing this for a while, and I think about people like Gordy and stuff. Like
John and Gordy in Madison. Yeah.
He's great.
Yeah.
He's a mainstay. Yeah. Over there. Mainstay. Mm-hmm. A great voice, too.
Yeah.
Another good voice. And we want to wish a very happy birthday to one of the voices of Central Wisconsin, I believe, Mr. Okay. Mark Skiba.
Oh,
happy birthday, Mark.
Happy birthday, Mark.
One of my favorite people to work with, and favorite people I've worked with in period, let alone in this industry.
Right.
Mark was one of the first guys to get me to believe I should be in this industry.
Nice.
Like, not that I could do it, but that I belonged here.
Mm.
But really the first station manager to do that for me, take me aside and talk to me like that, believe in me, give me opportunities that nobody else was.
Very nice.
And to this day is somebody who, anytime I need a confidence boost, Mark will do it. Like, and I don't have to ask for it. He just does it.
Nice.
And I think one of the quintessential voices in this area when it comes to radio and how long he has been here, not just in the radio he's done, but the advertising company he's worked with and so many other things. He is one of the voices of the rafters.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Throughout the years, yeah.
Mark's amazing. Yep. You're not going to meet many people in this industry that are not only more confident or more like, oh, yeah, this guy belongs here, but like rising tide raises all boats kind of guy. Mark doesn't want to just be good at the job. He wants you to feel just as good as he does and be just as good as he is. Mm-hmm. He is such a true leader and team player in this industry.
Very cool. Happy birthday, Mark.
And
happy birthday.
We wish a very happy birthday to our qualifier, because all that said, I was only talking nicely about Mark because he didn't qualify. I just felt bad. And no. We wish a very happy birthday to our qualifier, Bonnie Grosskopf.
Oh, happy birthday, Bonnie.
Happy birthday, Bonnie. Congratulations.
Enjoy the day, Bonnie.
Yes.
Have a great one. Another good name right
yes,
there.
Yes, excellent.
Love that name, Bonnie. Enjoy your day, Bonnie. Let's see who you're sharing your birthday with. We usually do these in chronological order, but we can't help ourselves. Happy birthday to Ringo Starr, 85 for him.
All right. Ringo.
One of the
Richard Starkey.
One of the cool things I think is when a person lives long enough to feel appreciated, to see some appreciation from people and everything.
Yeah.
I think one of the better examples of this will always be Ringo Starr,
right.
Where Ringo was always the fourth Beatle. He was never really given any respect or anything like that. And to his credit, you never heard him complain. To this day, you've never heard him complain about that.
Not in the slightest.
Which I think is one of the most impressive things about his career.
Mm-hmm.
But he's also lived long enough to where now kind of people realize, oh, Ringo was an important part of that band.
He sure was.
The Beatles might not have been as great as they were without Ringo.
Absolutely.
And incredibly talented. Mm-hmm. The Ringo All-Stars that he's done for over 20 years and everything and all that. Just had a country album come out. just came out like last week.
Right,
it did.
Yeah,
and everything.
That's amazing.
I see that he's still doing shows and all that. And certainly
with his son and his family, which is cool too. He gets to do stuff with his son. Yeah,
he's had a couple solo hits in his career, and has become, he's been a great actor, wonderful voice actor. It's really cool to see that Ringo Starr has finally, you know, it is not the weak link in that band. There was no weak links in that band.
I always remember, I think my first before I knew what Beatles were, I remember him being on the show Shining Time Station as the conductor. I didn't know who he was at the time. I just thought, wow, he's really good. I love his accent, you know, and he plays this little conductor guy. And then I later find out, oh, wait, he was a Beatle. Wow, cool. That's really cool.
I hear this song on the radio the other day, and I listened to so little radio. I was a little, I was surprised not only to hear it, but a song that caught me. And I'm pulling out my Shazam or whatever, trying to catch it and stuff. And I'm like, my God, this sounds really good, but the guitarist is insane. This sounds amazing, and there's something so familiar about it and everything. I just figure it's a band I know or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's this band Mammoth that happens to be led by Eddie Van Halen's son. And he sounds so much like his dad playing guitar. Like
he learned from the best.
You expect a singer to sound like their parents or something like that, but a guitar player to sound so much like it. And then it gets me like, well, wait a minute. I start listening to John Bonham's kid and Ringo's kid and all this, and they sound like their parents playing an instrument.
Yes.
It's just crazy.
It's
crazy.
Amazing. Yeah.
Also, a very happy birthday to one of the more funnier people in the world today, Mr. Jim Gaffigan, King of the Pale. that's a Jim Gaffigan line.
Yes.
I love Jim Gaffigan. I've been a fan of Jimmy Gaffigan's for a long time. It's funny you brought up Ringo. Growing up in a Beatles household, I certainly know who he was and all that, and I loved him in Help. But I remember the Caveman movie that Ringo did way back in the day. Yes. It's one of my earliest memories of him.
Oh my God.
Was Shelley Long in that or something like that?
I can't remember.
But and then when I think of Jim Gaffigan, I know everybody knows him now as the lovable dad. And one of the guys that can do comedy and not have to go blue. And I think who would you ask to a kid's birthday party? Jim Gaffigan to be safe.
Right, right. He's so good at, you know, observational humor is what he does, but he is so good at like finding these like little things that seem universal. I mean, that's why I think he's so popular. He finds things that just everyone can relate to. And I want to give a big shout out to his wife, who is his co-writer.
Yeah.
And everything. And she doesn't get enough credit because an awesome team together. Yeah. They're just amazing. Yeah.
He was, speaking of writers, he got his start on the old Conan O'Brien show, the original Conan O'Brien show, The Tonight Show. And he was on there. He was in a couple of sketches.
Yep.
And if you go back and watch him, you will not recognize him.
No.
He looks so different back then. It's great, but he's been at this a long time. It's so cool to see one of the good guys in the industry not just make good, but like he's kept this. He ain't going nowhere.
No.
He's
very successful.
Steady career going and everything.
Yeah, and he's been in a lot of movies too, and a lot of voiceover acting in cartoons.
Yeah. A great voice actor.
Yes, he's cool.
Also, happy birthday to Doc Severinsen. 98 years young for Doc Severinsen and those amazing ties.
And those jackets, too. Yeah, the sparkly jackets he wore. Oh, my gosh.
I always thought it was cool. He was the band leader for The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson and everything, famously. And I always thought it was cool that he retired when Johnny did.
Yep.
I don't know why, but I thought that was cool that he,
Man, he went out. He had a very successful, after he retired, he toured, constantly. I remember he came to Duluth once, man. And, the jacket was as bright as the spotlight that he was wearing.
And then two people no longer with us could not be more different, but both deserve their recognition. The wonderful and the underappreciated Shelley Duvall would have been 76 today.
Yeah.
One of my first favorite actresses, in part because she was in two movies I watched a lot as a little kid.
Right.
Popeye with Robin Williams, where she was the perfect olive oil. You'll never find an actress to play olive oil better. AI couldn't play olive oil better than Shelley Duvall did. But in The Shining, famously, where with Jack Nicholson, and it should be noted that there is nobody that could have done that role like her.
No.
Her eyes, her expression in those scenes, it's so hard to pull off horror when you're making it. For the actors to be all
fear,
in.
Right, right.
Especially when, I talked about before, Stanley Kubrick would talk about this a lot. He was had a very serious set. That movie, though, Jack Nicholson was goofing around through the whole movie. They're trying to make the kid, him and the little kid are practically playing jokes on Shelley Duvall and everything. And then to be able to flip a switch and give those faces. It's iconic. I have it stuck in my head right now. Incredible actor.
Right. By the way, that explains so much about your childhood. Popeye and The Shining.
Yes, yes.
The constant movies you watch. Yes. Yeah. So explains so much.
It does.
Really, really, really does. You throw Airplane in there and okay, now it all makes sense. And one of the greatest of all time, Satchel Paige, born on this day in 1906, passed away in 1982. Hall of Famer. Not only a Hall of Fame pitcher, but Hall of Fame a wise man.
Oh my gosh. His tidbits of wisdom were some of the best.
Work like you don't need the money, love like you've never been hurt, dance like nobody's watching. That was his line.
That was his line, yep.
Age is a question of mind over matter. If you don't mind, it don't matter. And I wanted to leave this to you, Seth, the baseball historian and everything.
Right.
Satchel Paige, also an incredible sports story considering his career in the Negro League and really how at his age to be able to play in the majors.
Yeah, he was, his age was always a question because he didn't know when he was born kind of thing. So whatever age you see, he made his debut in the major leagues. Generally, it's considered 42. I think when he did, and he pitched amazing. And this was at the very twilight of his career. And he would come back, in his 50s. He threw a couple innings for the Athletics when he was in his 50s as a promotional stunt. And he still got people out. I mean, he was one of the greatest athletes in American athletes of the 20th century, to be sure. And like you said, his sayings, he was a font of wisdom. One of my favorites is, don't look back. Something might be gaining on you.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
We're going to get to the news, sports, and entertainment break. We'll come back and have some more fun. A big shout out to our friends over at El Cafe. Visit them today, everybody. Or tomorrow. Or really, I should
tomorrow.
Say. But today, they got the food trucks over there. So
yeah,
check that
so head on down anyway.
Across the street. So. Mm-hmm.
We'll be back right here at 97.5 FM WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A 33-year-old man has died in a drowning accident in Marathon County. It happened on Thursday, July 3rd, a little after 5 p.m. in the town of Green Valley. The initial report said the man jumped into the water and didn't resurface. First responders searched for about 2 hours near Lisa's Landing boat launch before the Marathon County dive team located and recovered the 33-year-old man. He was pronounced dead at the scene. U.S. House Republicans passed their budget bill over the holiday weekend. Joanne Krulatz has more on what this will mean for working families.
The Republicans' bill will terminate health care for 17 million Americans, including more than 250,000 Wisconsinites. In Wisconsin, Medicaid provides care for more than 1.2 million people, including 4 in 7 nursing home residents, 1 in 3 children, and 1 in 3 adults with disabilities. While over 12 million rural Americans rely on Medicaid for health care, severe cuts to Medicaid will also jeopardize rural hospitals and clinics' ability to keep their doors open. The legislation also makes the largest cut to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program in history. Approximately 700,000 Wisconsin residents rely on SNAP for food assistance.
Average gas prices fell 4.5 cents over the last week for an average of $2.92 today. This is 3.5 cents lower than a month ago and 40 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Officials at GasBuddy say the downward momentum may continue. OPEC will boost production by a larger-than-expected amount per day in August, and that will add further pressure to oil prices as supply builds. If tensions in the Middle East remain contained and we don't see any major hurricanes in the Gulf, the national average could dip below $3 per gallon later this summer. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Dodgers coming to town. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, game one of the Brewers and Dodgers tonight. Freddie Peralta, named to the All-Star game next week in Atlanta, will get the start tonight against Los Angeles right-hander Yoshinobu Yamamoto. The Brewers with a 3-2 win over the Marlins yesterday to take that series in Miami 2-1. Brandon Woodruff earning the W after a long road back from surgery. So what was it like being back on the mound?
It was kind of strange. You know, I'd be sitting here and the next thing it's like, man, I'm about to throw my first game in 2 years, and just everything you go through in the rehab and think back to, oh my God, just like the worst days. And then it's like, you just want to be able to just pitch in one game. You know what? If I just had one game left, that would be cool.
Pat Murphy on Woodruff's performance in his first game back.
Yeah, I mean, no one could have expected 6 innings, a 2-hit ball or whatever it was. I mean, he was sensational.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The Devil Wears Prada is coming back, but not every cast member will return. The production started last week on Prada 2. Meryl Streep, Anne Hathaway, Emily Blunt, and Stanley Tucci are all back. Adrian Grenier, however, will not be back as Nate Cooper in the sequel. He played Anne Hathaway's love interest and a short order cook in the first film. Grenier's claim to fame is, of course, the show Entourage, but he has not done much since. In other casting news, actor Kenneth Branagh will join the production as Meryl Streep's character, Miranda Priestley's husband. There's a new action comedy that might be worth a look. Heads of State tells the story of the UK Prime Minister, played by Idris Elba, and the United States President, played by John Cena, which seems more realistic than it's ever been. The two characters butt heads but have to team up to overthrow a global plot that threatens freedom. The film is receiving a 66% on Rotten Tomatoes and an 85% audience score and can be streamed on Amazon Prime. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Doorman, I need you to check the voicemail today. I'm completely swamped.
Sure thing. A doorman at your service.
Hey, my garage door won't open, or only one side opens. I can't get my car through that.
My garage door motor is running, but the door doesn't move.
Sir, your photo eye sensor is clouded over, or you may have a blocked track.
Thank you, doorman.
Your emergency manual release cord was disconnected.
Those kids.
Children are a delight. We've reconnected it. Doorworks for the win.
Join the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors and Skyward as they partner to recognize an unsung hero in our local school district. This year's unsung hero is Custodian Doug from Lincoln High School. The Raptors will be giving away Custodian Roscoe bobbleheads to the first 750 guests through the gates. All of this will take place just prior to the second game of the doubleheader on Wednesday, July 9th, game time 6:35 p.m. Take yourself out to the ballgame at historic Winterfield in Wisconsin Rapids for Raptors baseball and Skyward Technologies, and help us to celebrate Custodian Doug.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 81 for a high this afternoon, with wind out of the east becoming north at 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy. This evening, scattered thunderstorms after midnight, low of 64. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms with a high of 78. You can get faster internet and pay less with Whole Home Connect. Call them today, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Let's talk about July and what there is to look forward to in it. Got a bunch of stuff here to touch on as far as movies, TV shows, holidays, and different events going on.
Very nice.
So here are a few things to look forward to in the month of July. We like to kick off our mornings with. Of course, one of the things we look forward to is our monthly veterans update. We'll be getting that next hour. Mm-hmm. Be listening for that. Also, Amazon Prime Day is next week. It's coming up. It's 4 days. 4 days this time, running from July 8th to the 11th.
Oh, so it starts tomorrow. Yes, Prime Day.
Yeah,
I meant to say is 4 days.
Right. Yeah. And it doesn't. I don't know. I don't remember anybody. I don't know anybody who really takes necessarily advantage of this, because I don't know anybody that really sees any deals or anything
that are any that great. Really? Yeah. No, I'm with you. Yeah.
And I don't know.
Plus, people like Amazon less and less every day, so you know that's part of it.
Yeah. In sports, Wimbledon is underway, which cool. has been pretty intense. It's been pretty good. The Tour de France has been going on as well.
Very cool.
And you got the MLB All-Star Game on July 15th, mainstay of the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Golf's Open Championship starts on the 17th, and the WNBA All-Star Game is on July 19th.
Wow.
Really hoping that some of the stars of the WNBA are healthy by then and can play. Because I'm going to watch either way. It doesn't, but it'd be really cool to see some of the players who haven't been able to play as consistently in that. Lots of big movies this month. This is the month of movies. I think that going forward, you can almost guarantee July and December, you got a big movie, that's the month. Movie studios are getting more and more scared to release movies, take chances on movies, and those kind of things. Going anything that isn't IP, you know, and right. stuff. So I think you can say that it's a safe bet. If you want evidence, Jurassic Park World Rebirth opened last week.
Mm-hmm.
You've got James Gunn's Superman reboot landing on the 11th. I Know What You Did Last Summer. They brought that back.
Oh, geez.
Coming back on the 18th. Fantastic Four First Steps comes at the end of the month on July 25th.
Yeah.
And Happy Gilmore 2 hits Netflix the same day on the 25th. And that's just the movies that we're mentioning. There are some that aren't even getting a big major release that are coming out. And the Jurassic Park and the Fantastic Four and the Superman movies may be the biggest movies to come out this year.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Maybe.
We'll see. Yeah.
We'll see.
I guess I haven't even noticed how well Jurassic Park has done, or Jurassic World, or whatever they're calling it now.
I don't think it's done as well as they'd like, especially with an extra day in there with the holiday weekend, they were really planning on.
Yeah.
But I feel like, if you're going to have three major movies coming out in the month, you can tell which one they're least confident in with the first one. Because it used to be 4th of July weekend was the weekend.
I remember that,
If you're going to have Independence Day come out, well, of course you're going to have it during the 4th of July weekend and stuff. But now they're afraid of 4th of July weekend. People are actually looking to do things with their, you know, families and have experiences and talk to each other and stuff.
Not just go to the movies?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Then they're burnt out. And then they want to do that the next weekend.
There you go. Then they want to go to the movies.
So that's when you see on the 11th James Gunn Superman coming out and stuff. And then even in worrying about that weekend, you're going to have the next weekend coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't have this for 100%, but something really cool kind of happened here too, where our whole lives when we were kids,
Superman and Fantastic Four were to come out on the same weekend.
Yes.
Kevin Feige and James Gunn are friends. They're both running DC and Marvel now. And they're trying much more of, hey, there's enough food for everybody at the table. Let's try to spread this out a little bit. They're still competing. There is competition going on. That'll never go away.
Yeah.
But why can't we all survive? The cannibalism that went on with these superhero movies for so long and both companies fighting each other didn't work for either company and just kind of brought down the whole industry.
Right.
Working together is supposed to, your rising tide raises all boats.
Right. And I know Kevin Feige has said that in the past, that he likes the idea of having lots of, you know, he thinks that it's good for the whole industry right now. So
I'm very curious to see both those movies, and obviously the Happy Gilmore too. I cannot wait for it. I actually may be more excited about that than any of this.
Yeah, right.
And you said that one's not coming out in theaters.
Nope, just on Netflix.
Just on Netflix. Wow, okay.
On TV, got new seasons of South Park, and It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia starting this week. New Dexter spinoff. And the ESPY Awards are on the 16th, and Shark Week starts on July 20th.
There you go.
Wait, Dexter spinoff, like Dexter's Laboratory?
No, unfortunately.
Dang it.
The serial killer.
Oh, that would have been a better spinoff.
I love the books, and I love the TV show, but yeah, they've been trying to bring that show back like 18 different ways, yeah. And of course, the holidays. Well, we just got done with one of the bigger holidays of the year, and the big 4th of July. Hope everybody had a great 4th.
Yeah.
We've also got National Bikini Day this Saturday, National Fried Chicken Day on Sunday, World Chocolate Day on the 7th, National French Fry and Maple... National Mojito Day. How did I mix up maple and mojito?
Because you like
maple
syrup. It's
a special talent that he has.
On French fries?
Do not mix those. Do not try.
Ooh, that would be a weird one, yeah.
And Ice Cream Day is on July 20th. We already went over kind of the stats everything. We know that's probably going to be one of the more popular ones and everything. Wow. Ice Cream or World Chocolate Day? I wonder which one is more popular. That's tough.
Ooh, we could measure that.
Chocolate.
I think I got to take chocolate.
I'm with you, too. I think we've got a complete sweep here.
Yeah, yeah.
Whoa.
I know. Isn't that weird?
Somebody write that one down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I mean, we talk about 100% of nothing. Well, here we go, guys.
It finally happened.
Are there other things?
What brings us together? Chocolate.
For me, I've got, obviously, my dad's birthday is today. In 10 days, on the 17th, my youngest, my last kid, my daughter Isabel was born. So I've got those are the big ones that stand out to me about this month. Certainly the 4th. Are there anything else that you look forward to in July? Because here's one other thing I think that we look forward to in July. Something.
Summer.
Is July not for everybody else? I know this has been the case for me for many. Up until like last summer, not as much. But this summer and pretty much every other summer since I've been an adult. Oh, my God, it's July. I haven't done anything. Oh, what happened to summer? Oh, yeah. It's almost over. Oh, I gotta try to do everything this weekend because I haven't done anything yet. I gotta go skiing. I gotta go swimming. I gotta have a water balloon fight.
Yeah. Get all that in there. I think my kids got a water balloon fight in on the 4th, so they're good with that one.
You didn't invite me.
Yeah, I know.
I had that on my list. I have to check that off.
I have a 4-day period where it's my sister's birthday, my parents' anniversary, and my wife's birthday, all in 4 days. In
that's
July,
crazy, yeah.
So lots of celebrating going on in my household. So
celebration marathon.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
My family reunion is usually in July, so that's something I look forward to every year.
I have a wedding on the 19th. My cousin Dimitri is getting married. It's interesting. He grew up in Minnesota in the Twin Cities area. He now lives in Wausau. He is the assistant tennis coach at Stevens Point, UW Stevens Point, if I remember correctly. He's a very good tennis player. And they're having the wedding in Junction City. I'm like, well, how about that? Well, that's just up the road. So like we're very excited. I haven't seen Dimitri in years, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
That's cool.
Don't even need to get a hotel.
No, you can just head on up there.
That'll be cool. That'll be cool. And Melissa, there's something about, first off, I just love that you guys are doing family reunions. I don't think we do those as much. I don't know. I mean, it doesn't seem like we talk about them or maybe they happen as much. I don't know. But that is something else that screams summer to me. And
yes. Yeah, it's family reunions? Well, absolutely.
And ours is not just a reunion. It's a camp out because we do this every year. It's a big family camp out. There's like 60 of us.
Holy
and
moly.
We take over an entire section of the campground every year.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no.
That's awesome.
That's really cool. That's
really cool.
It's a nice thing to do.
All the cousins have a, enjoy getting together.
Yeah, that's cool. That's really neat.
It's going to be fun.
Yep.
We will take a quick time out. We'll come back and have some more fun. Wrap up the hour morning show here at WFHR.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Ever since I started the recombobulation area, I've written an in-depth breakdown of every new edition of the Marquette University Law School poll. The newest poll asks about a range of topics, whether Tony Evers should run for a third term, where people stand on Donald Trump's economic policies, and a host of issues relating to the state budget. The poll paints a picture of a polarized Wisconsin. Many people are very dug into their partisan camps, which is perhaps to be expected in the most evenly divided state in the nation. But there are a number of issues polled that do have the support of more than two-thirds of Wisconsin voters. Those include extending Medicaid coverage for new moms, legalizing marijuana, making major increases in state aid for special education, providing mental health services in schools, allowing citizen-led ballot initiatives, and banning cell phones in schools. What do most of these issues have in common? They are policies being advanced by Democrats in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
There's a quote about the importance of setting goals. If you don't know where you're going, any path will take you there. This holds true for things that are important to you financially as well. To set your financial goals, think about your priorities. Outline them as either must-haves, such as a comfortable retirement, or wish list, perhaps a vacation or entertainment. You'll want your goals to be specific. Assign estimate dates and cost to each one so you can plan how much to save and how much time you'll have before you need the money. Next, hold yourself accountable to stay on track. This involves actively tracking your progress, maintaining your focus, and using these time-tested strategies. Diversify, own quality investments, and keep a realistic perspective. A financial advisor can help with this. Finally, enjoy that sense of accomplishment when you reach your goals, seeing your efforts literally pay off.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Clay Kanoki, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisor at 715-421-0958.
From newspaper to radio to magazine to podcast, the way we get our information has grown, and now so has Midday Magazine. Our longtime beloved show has grown to become the Rapids Report. Now exclusively available online, listen at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, where it's streaming at WFHR.com. Catch up on previous episodes and spread the word. Midday Magazine is now the Rapids Report, streaming weekdays at 4 at WFHR.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sunny and comfortable today with high temperatures in the low 80s and clouds holding off until late tonight. As they start to build in, we could hear some rumbles of thunder overnight and be waking up to a few spotty showers. Otherwise, more sunshine for the afternoon and a few thunderstorms are possible later. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. You know, if you're having a good one out there, thanks so much for being with us. We're going to take you to the top of the hour, kick off the 10 o'clock with a best of the kitchen's open.
Mm-hmm.
Big thank you to Beth for setting that up. We appreciate it. We'll have that for you. And then it will be joined right after that by our good friend Tom Heiser with our monthly veterans update.
Excellent.
Looking forward to catching up with that. We will, of course, have some other fun stuff for you lined up in the 10 o'clock hour. I want to get into as well. I want to talk some local theater and certainly want to talk about some other things we got lined up.
All right, let's do it.
But, let's see here. I want to make sure that we got time for this one, so we'll save that for later. Right now, McDonald's is doing something. McDonald's wants to give us all heartburn before 10 a.m. They announced a new spicy McMuffin will hit their breakfast menu next week for a limited time.
Okay.
There are three versions, a spicy egg McMuffin, a spicy sausage McMuffin, and the spicy sausage McMuffin with egg.
Yes.
All they did is add their spicy pepper sauce on top. It's the same sauce that comes with a spicy McCrispy.
Oh, okay. Mm.
You'll be able to get them starting tomorrow.
Okay.
They haven't said if they're going to stick around or not or anything like
that. We'll see. I guess you know, people like breakfast burritos that have a little spice to them in the mornings, too. So, I guess, you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's people like Tabasco on their eggs.
That's and, true, yeah. Know, very fair,
people
yeah.
that like spicy stuff. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter what time of day it is.
That's right.
My mom is one of those, Melissa, that likes the Tabasco on her eggs. And the earlier, the better in the day. And has blown my mind my whole life.
That is pretty crazy, I gotta
say.
I've
never understood the spicy in the morning thing. I get it. There's lots of people that like it.
Like it, yeah, it's true.
I've just got a different palate. I'm just weird.
No, really?
Yeah. I'm saying
why this is news to me, James.
Also, water's wet.
Yeah.
I don't know if everybody. Yeah, water's
most
wet.
Most I can do is like picante sauce on the sausage breakfast burritos from McDonald's.
There you go.
As spicy as I can get.
Okay.
That's a good one. Yeah, I don't know. I can't even think of anything. I got like cereal. Like I got nothing. Like, this is, there's nothing. Like I couldn't be less likely. I don't even know if like coffee. Like I have anything that's even like kind of like with a pumpkin spice. I was thinking of.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. That's not spicy at all. But.
I mean, we could talk about the time I added cayenne pepper to my ex-husband's coffee because you know I wanted his heart to be healthy. Made his mouth hot. He wasn't. Happy about that.
The reaction to that, I can only imagine.
There was
it took him most of the day to figure it out, too.
The way Melissa just said that was so sinister.
Yes, yes.
My God, I'm never going to cross Melissa ever.
I was doing it for his health. It wasn't maniacal. Well,
the way you said it, though, was like, ah!
About spicy coffee.
That's
she talked
good.
About poisoning husbands on the show at one point.
I just like to sit back, turn my mic off, and eat my popcorn. Willis is talking like that. This is it. A pair of emus escaped from their home at a Minnesota farm during a storm and turned up several miles from home.
Oh, wow. I'm
glad they turned up.
Yeah. Seth, did you know they had emus in Minnesota?
I should have known that. Huh? I'm sure there's a few emu farms there. I'm not surprised.
There's some in Wisconsin.
Yeah, that's true. There are. Yeah.
Yeah, there's one over by Toma. I used to drive by it all the time.
I apologize for not knowing this for sure, but I know that for a long time here in Wisconsin Rapids, there was an ostrich farm. And I know this because I was riding bikes with my friend one day, and we were just trying to get somewhere. I don't even know where we were. We ride past this, and we stopped. And I know we were late.
We stopped,
and we're like, what the what? And could not get
these
over
ostriches it. All everywhere.
And here I am 20 some years later, and I am still mind boggled by that there are ostriches in Wisconsin Rapids. So there's an ostrich farm. There was.
Wow.
Tom Hellick said the emus Sam and Ali escaped from a partly open gate on his Rush City property during the weekend storms.
Oh, dear.
That happened. The emus were spotted near a lake before wandering miles from the area. And they put a Facebook post out calling all emu owners. We did make calls to Liberty Mutual Insurance. This is not their emu.
Nice.
The sheriffs had to help out with wrangling these emus up and everything. And
I'm an emu wrangler.
We ask we ask a lot of our officers and a lot of things that really above and beyond.
Yeah.
And all that. Mm-hmm. And then there's things like this where it's just I don't believe that there's any they got to call it in.
Yep.
There's I don't know the numbers again. What is a wandering emu?
Yeah, right. What is the code for that one?
1197
right?
Was 1145. I can't remember. We don't use this one very often.
I love the idea they have code for like literally everything. Yes, they just have to look it up in a book here, you know.
Missing animal or and speaking of local missing animals, the Marshfield Fire Department or police office posted about a missing goat this morning. So,
oh no,
you're missing your pet goat or your goat from your farm in Marshfield.
Yep.
The police have it.
Yeah, we want to help with that one.
Yeah,
I don't want any goat being out there not home. It's almost as terrifying that I would be a little more rattled by that if it wasn't for another story I saw this morning.
Oh, no.
A crash that covered an interstate in boxes of mozzarella cheese.
Oh no.
Oh.
And that mozzarella.
Okay. Can you pat him on the shoulder for me, Seth? I can tell he's very distraught.
He's very emotional about this mozzarella.
I'm patting the air in front of me.
Thank you, Melissa.
You're welcome.
It's bad enough Subway took it away. Now there's just...
It's just on the streets.
Think of destruction of mozzarella everywhere.
There's no raccoons that are going to eat that. That mozzarella is ruined now. That poor mozzarella.
Poor mozzarella.
It's a crime against cheese.
It's
not right. It's not right. So this is one of those things that if it happened in front of me, God help me that there's a rational, smart adult next to me that tells me,
James,
you leave that where it is. You leave that where that is, James. It's free mozzarella. I immediately turn into my father. It's free mozzarella. What do you want me to do? No, leave it. Leave it there.
James, how did you end up with these 32 boxes of mozzarella cheese in your basement?
Well, it's a story. You know, like a cheese cave. I always wanted one.
Think of the money we're going to save. All the pizzas we can make.
Immediately do the calculus in your head. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Mozzarella gate.
Yeah.
It was a crash involving three tractor trailers resulted in mozzarella cheese being spilled across a 200-yard area. Everybody is okay. Everybody was all right and everything, but this happened actually out in Pennsylvania. So it was a little ways away, but it was tempted to make a run.
I was going to say, James didn't hear about it early enough.
Yes. Had I heard, it was a little bit earlier. I might have been over there. Stick around, everybody. We got another hour of great show coming up for you right here at 97.5 FM WFHR.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A Christian girls' camp confirms 27 campers and counselors are among the more than 80 killed in cataclysmic flooding in South Central Texas. The Coast Guards joined the search for dozens of people still missing. Lieutenant Jordan Hobson.
We want to do everything that we can in our ability to help find any survivors that are still out there. So we're going to put forward our best effort in helping them, you know, find peace of mind.
President Trump expected to push for a new ceasefire in Gaza when he meets with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu at the White House today. CBS's Courtney Keeley.
What they're looking at right now is out of 28 Israeli hostages, releasing 10 that are living and the rest that are deceased.
Bargain hunters getting set for Amazon's four prime days that begin tomorrow. Adobe Analytics' Vivek Pandia.
We're expecting strong deals across categories like electronics, toys, even categories that we've seen elevated prices on, things like appliances, even grocery.
CBS News Brief.